guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Backwater Entrepreneur Podcast and Show, the show that guides your business from the backwaters to the global marketplace. My name is Jack, and I'm your host, and this is episode number 10. In this episode, I want to talk to you about creating content for yourself and creating content for your business. So a lot of people have asked me about creating content. Should they do it? Shouldn't they do it? What kind of content do they need to produce? And is it necessary for it, for their business? So first things first, everything that you communicate to your audience is content. So your posts, your tweets, your ads, your video, your audio, your whatever, your social network, everything is content. Now you need to create content in order to be visible to your audience in today's overwhelming world. So, and you need to create content in order to stand out. So, you know, to get the question out of the way, yes, you should create content, especially if you're running a business, especially if you're promoting your business, your brand, or even creating yourself as a brand. You need to create content. Now, the question is, what kind of content do you need to create and what it takes for the content to be successful? So many people start creating everything. And there are many different types of content. There is blogs and vlogs and podcasts. And, you know, I'm talking about that kind of a long-term content, which is not ads. It's not sales marketing in that sense. It's not direct marketing. It's not outbound. You need to create, you know, in today's world, you need to create something with value, something that you know, like this podcast, in the sense of this podcast, its primary purpose is to help you be better at your business and help your business succeed in that sense. So if you start creating everything at once, there is a big chance that you will fail and that content, you know, you will get overwhelmed, you will get burned out, and that content will just stop. And the biggest mistake in that is to create half-assed content. So to start creating something without actually having, you know, the time, the idea, and the persistence to create quality content and to actually even put out content in that sense. Now, I want to talk to you about some success tips for your content, whatever that may be. And we're going to go later on in this episode about what are the pros and cons of different types of content. But here are some success tips on what you should look out for when you create content. So first of all, there are four tips. And there is a fifth, like a bonus one. So first of all, you need to be consistent. Any type of content, and I've created many different types of content. I created, you know, a YouTube show earlier on. I created a podcast before this podcast. It was, you know, both were in the local language and both had a certain amount of success. But the biggest issue and the biggest drops were if I lost consistency. So if I didn't put out the content where I told my audience the content will be, or, you know, in the time frames they are used to. So if you're going to put out content once a week, do it once a week. If you're going to put out content every 2 weeks, put it every 2 weeks. If you were going to put it out every once a month, do it once a month. But you keep consistent. You know, don't push the calendar and say you're going to do it daily and then you miss 3 days and then you miss a week and then it's not going to work. People are going to, you know, you're going to see a drop in the audience and the audience won't trust you. So be consistent. Tip number one. Tip number two, talk about what the audience wants to know. So it's, I'm not saying you need to talk about what you don't know. I'm saying that you need to talk about what you know and the audience wants to know, not just your personal ramblings about, you know, what you had for dinner, breakfast, what you saw in the movies, or anything else like that. So basically what the audience wants to know. If the audience wants to know what you had for breakfast, go for it. So think about the audience and their interests. Third, be practical. So again, don't ramble. I'm giving you tips. I'm not saying every episode needs to have a tip, but every episode needs to have a point, needs to have a message of what do I want to say to my audience. It's not just turning on the microphone and rambling and going off from one topic to the next one. Now, in order to be consistent and practical and to have, you know, a quality content in that sense, here is a sub tip. So a tip under number three is create show notes before you start recording. So if, for example, if I don't create my show notes, I often go out and not say everything I want to say, or miss a point, or even miss the point of the entire show by starting off by saying one thing or from one thing and then ending up in a totally different world and a totally different advice. So be practical, get to the point, have a point to your each episode, each article, whatever it is that you are doing as content, and create show notes or create notes if you're recording. If you are doing articles, writing blogs, then create an outline before you just write and post. Four, tip number four, give value. Give value to your audience. And this is a combination of tips two and three. So think about what the audience wants to know, be practical, have a point, and then you're going to give value. So tip number four is actually the end circumstance of tips number two and three. And then once you have all of these down, then you can think about the quality of what you're, you know, how you're doing it. So do you have the best design of a blog? Do you have the best quality of a video? Do you have a $600 microphone or just a headset, where we all started when we started producing podcasts and videos? So only after you had all of these four tips, so consistency, think about what the audience wants, practicality and value, then and only then move on to quality. Don't invest your money on something that won't be consistent, that won't be valuable, and that people will not consume as far as content. Now, let's move to the stage of what kind of content is right for you. So there are many different types of content. We talked about that, so I just mentioned that. So there are blogs, that's written content, that's text. There is audio, like podcasts. There is video, and video can be vlogs, like you recording yourself, or it can be high production video. It can be animation explainer video. It can be whatever it is. It can be educational, but there is video. Now, the most right content for you is the content you feel most comfortable with. Some people have anxiety when they go in front of a camera, and they are much more, you know, easier going just doing things in the microphone. And it's much easier to do and record and produce to just say the words and record it into a microphone. Some people even have hardship with that, because talking into a microphone for 10 minutes straight, only you, and by the way, doing interviews is easy. Talking into a microphone is difficult, that you need to know what you're talking about. This is hard as hell. So I have, you know, I had a period of adjustment when I started doing, you know, short form podcasts. Now, looking at that, blogging is easy. Blogging, you can even get help in blogging because, you know, you can help get somebody to write your articles, or you can write them yourself. You can go back and rewrite and check and basically correct before you post it. And that's as easy as just, you know, erasing a couple of words on screen and typing it again, unlike podcasting and video, where you have to do a lot of different setup to edit and type and so on and so forth. So let's look at these kind of main things. So blogging, text is the oldest type of content. It still works. The main thing about text, unlike some people will say, and some people may use the phrase, you know, you can read text and no matter where you are, basically, yes, but more and more people don't read anymore. It's just too overwhelming. There's too much information, and we consume information and content much easier in audio and video. On the other hand, text is searchable. Text, you can search it, you can jump to a certain segment, you can glance over it and only read what you are really interested in. And you can go back to a certain point and read just that sentence. So it's you have a much better overview of the content if it's in written form. Let's look at audio, podcasting. Podcasting, whatever it is, and podcasting came before, or audio came before video in that sense, and then it kind of lost its, you know, pizzazz and a buzz. It's on the rise. More and more people are consuming audio. And why is that? Because audio is the easiest form of content to consume. You can consume it in your, you know, over the smartphone, in your earbuds, and you can consume it while you do other things in some cases. So for example, when you go running, jogging, exercising, doing other stuff, cleaning the house, driving, whatever it is, you can consume audio. Or as a person I met recently said, when you consume audio, it's only one sense activated. So there are people who are better learning stuff when they focus on a single sense. Even reading is activating two senses, in that you read, and you read in yourself. So you're actively thinking about reading to yourself while you're looking at text. In audio, you can close your eyes, shut your mouth, and just listen to what somebody's saying. Video is one of the most engaging types of content on the internet. You know, again, I said it earlier in the podcast, there is a study that by 2023, you know, 80% of all online content will be video, and that's an amazing statistic. I have no idea how it's going to turn out, but more and more people are watching video. YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine, and, you know, the biggest social network. It's bigger than Facebook. In that sense, YouTube is a social network. And people spend time on YouTube searching and looking at videos, and it's the most pleasing. You know, you can do it like a vlog. You can record yourself, or you can do it as an animation explainer video and, you know, talk about simplification of the message and a storytelling of the message on what is the solution, what is your solution to your audience's problem. And in a much easier way, you can explain it to them in the words and the visuals that they will understand. So this is what we do, for example, in Solution. So we help our clients simplify their message in an engaging, interactive, and colorful way, engaging the audience and basically immediately getting them to realize what it is that they do. Because as we all know, that when we talk about our business, we usually tend to go rambling on and on and on and on and not get to the point where the audience is actually understanding it within a couple of sentences. So that's just one of the ways. And if you want to talk about it, contact me on Solution or on my email or on social networks, and we can talk about how we can help you. But other than that, so there are these many types of content, and there are success tips that I mentioned. So if you're thinking about creating content, no matter what it is, and you have everything that you need. You either have a computer to write text, or you have a smartphone with a camera that you can record yourself with and just be authentic and get to the point and give, you know, be practical, give value, and think about what the audience wants to hear. And be consistent in putting out content. And then you will see a change first in you, where you will have to learn new things, adapt, learn to communicate, and basically get a discipline on how you put out content. And in another way, you will see a difference in the audience, where people start communicating with you, talking about the things that you talk about, and either ask for advice or give you advice, or, you know, in any way start communicating and maybe boost your business. So this has been it for this episode. I think it's a bit longer than I usually do it, but I wanted you to know. So if you're if you want to do content, there is no if. You need to do content if you want to succeed in business. I'm sorry about that. So if you like this episode, like it, share it, comment on it. Please write to me. Tell me what you want to know, and I'll put it in one of the future episodes. A lot of specials coming your way. Follow us on YouTube, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and check out the website, backwaterentrepreneur.com. Talk to you soon.